Welcome to Shomar Shalom Nadav, where I'm Sochim Daf Nun Dalet. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, in the middle of the page, tells us that there are seven things that were created before the world was created. Toiro and Shuva, Gan Eden and Gan Hanoim, Kisei HaKovod, Beis HaMikdash, and Shmoi Shel Mashiach. Now, obviously, each one of these items is something that can be Me'ayin to try to understand each one, why it belongs to the time before the world was created. But in general, six out of the seven are very clear. Six out of seven are things that's the purpose of the world. So before the world is created, Hashem puts these items, which are the whole tachlis, the whole goal of the world, to say this is where the world will be created, where it's aspiring to, where is it going to? Obviously, Toyo, Gan Eden and Gehenoim, which is the place where you have the judgment and reward for the people that do good and bad. Kisei HaKovod, which was there, that's the Kisei. Kisei HaMalchus, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Beis HaMikdash, the Mokom HaShechinah down here, and Or HaMashiach, Shmoi HaMashiach, which will come to redeem the world and bring it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What the Mefarshim are bothered by is, what is Tshuva doing over here? Tshuva is a creation before the world came? Tshuva means when a person does something bad, so then he can go and rectify what he did. He can change his deeds. He can do Tshuva. He can go back. What is being created over here? Before the world comes, you create, you have a creation called Tshuva. There's nothing here to create if nobody did something wrong. Tshuva means that a person is chayzer boy, changes his mind. So what is the creation of Tshuva? So the Tzlach and the Bin Yoyod over here, they both deal with it, each one in his own way. But what comes out from their words is something which is brought down in a greater extent in the Baal Tanya and Likutei Torah. And so the Pachad Yitzchak speaks about it in Ma'amor Yom Kippur. And the idea is as follows. The idea of tshuva is not only that one can regret what he did, but tshuva is truly a new creation. The way the Baal Tanya says it is, every person needs to achieve his goal in the world. And he has ways to achieve it. The ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the tools that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in our hands to achieve our goal, is through Torah and mitzvahs. A person needs to learn Torah, a person needs to keep mitzvahs, to do the Ratzon Hashem, to do whatever Hashem told him to do. And that's how he achieves whatever his tafkid, whatever his duty is here in the world. But a person failed. So how does he achieve that? How is he able to get to that place? Says the Baal Tanya, that's the idea of tshuva, is not only a person regrets, but a person through tshuva is able to create a new world. He's able to achieve everything he needs to achieve through his Torah and mitzvahs. He's able to achieve it through his regret and yearning. And he emphasized the point of yearning. A person is crying and begging and says, Hashem, I want to go back to you. That ratzon, that will, that aspiration to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu achieves whatever a person needs to achieve on his own. And this is the beautiful chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. That one is able to achieve in this world without doing much. That's what part of the concept of the Mokosh Shabbat Tshuva Imdim. Tzadik Gemurim Menei Yuchim Lamoid. But Tshuva is reaching levels without doing something that other people need to do through their doing. The Maharal adds to that, that's what it says, that there's Yud Gimel Midoy Shirachim. There's 13 Midos of Rachim. The Gemara tells us, the first two is Hashem Hashem. Says the Gemara, Hashem Koidim Shiechta. One Hashem is before he sins. The second Hashem is Acharei Shiechta. And Rashi explains Yechta V'yoshuv. He will do Tshuva. Hashem, the Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei, represents a creation of the world. Mehaveh Sakosh, Baruch Hu is creating the world. After tshuva, there's another Shem Hashem. Says the Pachad Yitzchak, meaning there's another creation once a person does tshuva. It's a whole new world. There's a whole new existence. There's the existence of the world before a person sins. There's another world that a person creates that when he sins and he's able to come back, he creates a world called the Oylam HaTshuva HaPi Kabbalah. There's an Oylam of tshuva. There's a place where tshuva is that creates a whole new dimension in the world. And this is what the Gemara tells us over here. That Oylam, that place, was created before the world was created. That's one of the tachas, one of the goals of the world, that a person is able to go back to do tshuva, to return to the right place. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.